Good morning, brothers and sisters, and good morning, the friends in the internet. I'm so glad to meet you here, and very privileged to share a bit in my message. And I'm Sharon. Hi. I'm from Hong Kong, and I have been here for around 1 year. So that if my English is not very good, please be patient and listen. Is that okay? If you don't, you cannot listen to me, you listen to the Holy Spirit. See what God tells you today, so that now I have to switch on my PowerPoint first. Okay. Okay, that's good. Actually, I work for the Baptist Union for a project for Hong Kong. Our project is called Hong Kong Response Project. It's about helping the Hong Kongers coming to the UK and get used to live here, help them and walk along with them to live in the UK. Can I ask you one question? How to call a person who came from Hong Kong? How can you call them? Chinese? Asians? Oh, I listened to the answer. Hong Kong man?
Hong Kongian.
Hong Kongian. Oh, he's very creative. He's Hong Konger. Yeah, this is the answer. If you see someone from Hong Kong like me, you can call me Hong Konger. And how do you recognize a Hong Konger? If you are in the street and there's someone wearing a mask, it is very beautiful and in cartoon, they mostly are Hong Kongers. And if they always do this, okay, smile. Okay, this is Hong Kongers. Hong Kongers always do like this. They always selfies and they visit all around the places and took photo. So that today, I want to share about Hong Kongers' story to you. And also, I want to speak around the hospitality to you. My topic is five guys. Do you like five guys? Actually, there is no five guys in Hong Kong, and I came here, I have five guys, and I think that, whoa, the music is amazing. You know, there are more than 100 combinations for the milkshakes, and I like the peanut butters most. Who like peanut butters milkshake? Oh, no one like it. But I really like five guys. Today, I would like to speak around Five Guys. Five Guys is a fast food restaurant. And in the society, there is a theory called McDonaldization. Who has heard this? Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, McDonaldization is a culture talking about fast food culture in this century. So that the fast food culture is talking about efficiency. If you do something, it should be fast and have some result. It is efficient. And it is standable. You cannot break the rules. There are some rules to produce something. There are over 100 combination milkshakes in Five Guys, but it should be inside their menu. You cannot break the rules. And it is countable. When you do something, it should be countable. If you put some input in the production, it should be some output after there is some production, countable. And also, it's controlled. You have to control the produce process. This is fast food culture in this century, and this is the McDonaldization. But today, I'm talking about these five guys. They all breaking the rules of McDonaldization. This story is in Mark chapter 2, 1 to 5. Let me read it. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd. They made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I think that this story is very familiar with, and also, actually, this is a very famous story. It's about a paralyzed man, and he has been carried by four men. And what did they do? They digging through the roof and lowered the man down to Jesus. So that in this story, who have done the most? Who? Jesus? Paralyzed man? The guys? The guys. The four guys. The four guys have done the most. And one guy experienced all the process. He experienced all the process. Even he just laid on the mat. So this four plus one guys is the main characters in this story. What did they done? What did they do? They bring the man. You know that one man is very heavy. Can you hold a man by yourself? No. They need four men to carry one man. So it is not easy. They carried the man and made an opening in the roof. Imagine if today we want to make a hole there. Wow, what happened? Boom. What have you done? What you need to do to make a hole on our ceiling? And what will our minister think? Oh. When I came to the UK, the first job of me is an assistant of electrician. It's when we want to install a light in the ceiling, it's not easy. We have to climb up to the ladder and hold a heavy drill and drill a hole there. You can imagine that if the four men carried one paralyzed man to the roof and drill a hole in the ceiling. It's not simple. It's not simple, right? It's a very difficult word. But they really do that. They really work out the hospitality. We always think that, oh, hospitality, this is a very simple word. But in the process, hospitality is not easy. It's a very hard word. And also, these five guys break all the rules of the fast food culture. It is not standard. It cannot be counted. Four men do a very difficult thing to help one man. Is it efficient? No. They broke all the rules of the fast food culture. But Jesus said that this is a faith action. Jesus saw their actions and said that, "Your faith, you are good." Today I want to teach you one word. Do you know this word? Diakonia. Diakonia It is a Greek word from Bible. Can you speak it? Diakonia. Diakonia, what is diakonia? Diakonia is, the meaning is service. All the service of the church is diakonia. Let's say preaching, leading worship, healing, hospitality, also diakonia. And also actually deacon, the word deacon in Bible is from diakonia, from this word. And we always use this word with the meanings of social service of Christianity. So that diakonia is social service of Christianity, and also it is about hospitality, and we want to give out a message through this service. So what is the difference between social service of Christianity and just social service? What is the difference? Do you know why the four men help the paralyzed man? Why? What's the reason? Oh, you are brilliant. You speak the answer. We don't know what relationship they are. Maybe they are friends. They are families. Or they are just neighbor. But because of love, they do that for him. This picture, guess where is it? Guess it. Is it in a school? It's hospital. It's hospital in Hong Kong. And now the situation is in Hong Kong is like this. Do you know what is the gray or silver bag? What's inside? What's inside? Can you see it? That is dead body. The sick people is living with the dead body in the hospital. You see, is it very terrible? But this is the situation now in Hong Kong. Because of COVID, if you got COVID, you have to isolate in the hospital. You have to go to the hospital. But there is no space. There's not enough space in the hospital. And the dead body is inside the hospital, and the living people, the sick people, have to live with the dead body. So that, do you think they need love? They need love. They need caring. They need somebody to help. In the Bible, it said that we love because he first loved us. Who has experienced the love of Jesus? We experience the love of Jesus. Today, can we also spread out the love to others? The main difference between the social service and the social service of Christianity is the background of love. All the people experience the love can give love because the Holy Spirit is inside us, and he's telling us to help the people. Of course, for the four guys plus one guy, it's not easy. Why they have to go through the roof? Why? Because in the story it said that there is barrier. Are you the one spread out the love, or you are the one? Is the barrier? The verse 4 said that since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they cannot reach Jesus. You know that in Hong Kong, it's really crowded. Derbyshire is the double size of Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, there are around 7 million Hong Kongers living inside. It's very crowded. When you are walking in the city, you can touch the shoulder of others. So it's very crowded. But for a crowd, it's not a reason to be a barrier. I show you this picture. Is it crowd? It's crowd. It's Hong Kong. It's really crowd. It's the situation in 2019. And they are so crowded in the street because of the political event. They are so crowded in the street. And there's an ambulance going through. When they see the ambulance, the crowd separate into two. We always say that this seems like the Red Sea. It's very crowded. But when they see the ambulance, they separate into two. Are they barriers? No, they are not barrier. Even it is crowd, but it is not a barrier. Today, are you a people spread the love? Or are you the people is a barrier? Think about it. Are you the barrier? Or have you joined the service of hospitality? These five guys is joining the hospitality, and they go to they went to the front of Jesus. Actually, there's different level of hospitality. Barrier. Are you a barrier? Or you are not a barrier, but you are not bother the service and not help. Or you are the one need to be helped. Maybe you have some needs. You have beloved. Or you help with limited. Or you help with much effort. Even there is difficulties. You work hard and you find another way to help. Or you help and bring the needs to Jesus. Which status are you in? Which status are you in? Okay. For Hong Kongers, they have one very, very main problems or difficulties. It's language. Actually, we learned English in Hong Kong, but our English is really different from the UK. And always, when we speak in English, somebody will ask, "What are you talking about?" Your speak is like a queen. Why is it so formal? And we always think that, what we have learned. And also, actually, language is not about only a series of words. It's about culture. Let me ask you. There's a vegetable, the skin is purple, and inside the meat is white. What's that? Aubergine. Brilliant. Aubergine. Eggplant. Wow, clever. Eggplant. When I go to the restaurant and I ordered, can I have an eggplant? What is eggplant? What is eggplant? And I cannot order these vegetables. It's called Albigene here. Yes. Even we are speaking the same language. We cannot understand each other. Okay, another question. What is dinner? Evening meal. Lunch. What else? Supper. What else? Tea. You see, there are so many answers for a dinner. It's very confused to think about dinner because everywhere and every place is not the same meaning. Even the locals is very confused about dinner, right? But imagine, for a newcomer, everything is like this, so confusing. So confusing. How difficult for them? Yep. So can you help? Can you help? Maybe you say that, oh, I cannot help them for the language. But you can do something. You can speak slower. You can try to understand. Or you can teach them or speak again. Or you can pray for them. Or you can open up a language cafe or language class for them. Or you can be a friend with them and walk along with them every day and speak English to them. You see, for one problem, there are so many different levels to help. So, which level are you in? If you cannot help, you can just pray. Because prayer is the most powerful helping for us. There is a church in Derby. They pray for Hong Kongers for 2 years. 2 years before, they started to pray. Even there is no Hong Kongers in Derby. They pray for 2 years. After 2 years, for today, it's really more and more Hong Kongers in Derby. And the church have already ready for them. And they have Hong Kong ministry and they have Hong Kong fellowship. So, pray. Pray first. If you don't know what to do, pray. Pray first. Prayer is a very powerful means to help. So today, I encourage all of us to pray first and ask the Holy Spirit what I can help in hospitality. Maybe not only for the Hong Kongers, maybe for somebody in need. Pray for that. Pray for your heart. Pray for love. So if you want to know more about Hong Kongers, please go to our website and take more information and know more about them. Here I have some information card. You can go to the website and see what is the needs of Hong Kongers and pray for them. So you can take one and spread out. Yeah, thank you. So can I pray now? Can I pray for the Hong Kongers and pray for somebody in need and also pray for ourselves? We hope that we have love and we can spread out the love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you very much for your word and the stories. And thank you very much for us to experience what you have done. Lord, we hope that there is really a response for somebody in need. Lord, sometimes we don't know how to solve the problems of others, but we know that you are the answer, you are the solution. So, God, please help us to pray. Pray for the world. Pray for the countries in the world. Pray for the people in need. Thank you very much for today. You are really love us. We love because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.